bring this meeting to order. Do you want to do roll call?
Commissioner Cheney.
Present.
Commissioner Magzig.
I am here.
Commissioner Parra. Commissioner Robertson.
Here.
Chair Mendez.
I appear to be here. Scott, you want to lead us in the flag salute?
Absolutely. Everybody, please stand. Ready? Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, is there any, are we ready? Is there any, this is a time for public comment. Is there any comments from the public on anything that this commission has jurisdiction over? Thank you. Is there any potential conflicts of interest of any of the commissioners? Hearing none, we'll move to consent items. Is there anybody on the board that wants to pull anything off of consent? Is there anyone in the public that wants to pull anything off of consent?
I'll move for approval.
Thank you.
Second.
We got a second by Mr. Cheney over here. All in favor, so we're saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries, and we'll move to informational item, receive and file.
Thank you, Chair.
Workshop on the budget.
Thank you, Chair. Today is, we're going over the preliminary budget and work plan for the upcoming fiscal year 25-26. Taking a quick glance at how we're wrapping up this fiscal year, we continued our cycling of interns, and we're continuing to grow that program. We are maxed out at 3 interns currently. We rehired our field of position again for the third analyst. So we are fully stocked on staff as well. We got our audit wrapped up. We have a second major MSR with Clovis. That's pretty much at the 99-yard line. They just requested we put that on hold for a little bit, and that's kind of ready whenever we get the green light from them. We have so far doubled our application fee target with a couple months remaining, so we are well on track for that, as well as we switched liability carriers, which led to significant savings as well for this year's budget. Taking a look at the preliminary budget, some key considerations. Fee revenues, I think we want to continue to raise those based off of historical trends, but also be careful how fast we raise that. So at this time, I'm only looking at a proposed or preliminary 10,000 increase compared to last year. So far, we are looking at about $12,000 in interest revenue, as well as potentially being able to roll over and pay down allocations to the tune of $100,000, which is pretty significant. We are still on track for the CalAFCO conference in San Diego, which will be around a ballpark of $18,000 for all staff and 2 commissioners, including hotel and fees for the conference itself. We are at our minimum reserve goal of $200,000. So taking a look forward right now, we're looking at an overall increase of 12%. But thanks to our interest revenue and balance rollover, it'll likely only impact allocations 5%. And then the next slide, we'll go over the numbers themselves of where we're at. Last year, we adopted $782,000 for our budget. Taking a look again at application fees, we had a goal of $25,000. We are currently at $62,000. And recommending at this time to just only bump that up another $10,000 to $35,000 total. Our interest, again, is just under $12,000. We should hit that by the end of the fiscal year, if not exceed it. as well as looking again at rolling over $100,000 to pay down allocations and make it a little bit cheaper for the county and the cities. Happy to go over any of those sections in greater detail. I want to say there's one more slide. Nope, that's it. So go back one. Any of those sections we can go over in greater detail at this time, but we are in the preliminary phase and we are open for input, discussion, and direction.
Okay. Any questions?
I assume we have a couple of CDs that are at about 4% interest. What's that interest rate? And they're short term, I would imagine, like 12 month, or what do those look like?
So we were able to secure, I believe, 4.2%, and it's just a general savings account. So there's no, we have access to that at any time.
That's great. And how much do we have in the savings account right now then?
In the savings, we are at the 200,000 at least. Across our general accounts that are also accruing at that 4.2%, I want to say there's at least another 300,000 available, not even including what we might need to reach the end of the fiscal year. So we do have quite a bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any other
question from the alternate? Scott Robertson. You don't see me much.
We know you.
Quick question. The increase in expenditures of $100,000, are you planning on hiring somebody this year?
So for personnel, that the figure represented there at 640, I am ballparking that currently. We are looking at updating our salary resolution. So those are tentative numbers right now based on how that goes. But just taking a look at the difference between what our analysts make and what a similar position at the county makes, what we top out at step five is what the county starts at. So it is quite a gap there. And then to cover that gap for all three analysts, that's where the pretty significant increase comes from as far as increased personnel.
So the increase is going to be to make LAFCO a little more competitive with mm-hmm. the county wages?
Yeah.
Got it. And then the MSRs, I just saw where Selma's got a sphere of influence update. Does everybody, do they go to the front of the line to get the reviews if you're applying for updates with your sphere?
So typically we have an MSR program that we work on whenever things are slow. But essentially, yes, if we have a fee-based or fee-driven MSR, that kind of gets put to the front of the line based off of other fee-driven projects that we have. But as far as general MSRs go, we tend to take those first because they are paying the fees to get that done. Essentially, the other way around, we kind of work on it as best we can when we can because there's the majority of those would be for special districts, and special districts don't pay allocations. So we want to try to find that balance between completing our mandate and not having cities in the county completely fund MSRs for, you know, districts that aren't paying.
Got it. Thank you.
Any other questions? So, Council, this is informational only, correct?
That's correct.
Is there any public comment on this? Okay, we'll move to item 7.
Take this one as well.
What's that?
I'll take this one as well.
Oh.
So at our last hearing, I promised you all a status update on CalLAFCO. Okay, go ahead and hit the next slide, George. Thank you. I wanted to start by going over a breakdown of the allocation tiers. These aren't official CalLAFCO tiers. I just kind of broke them into different sections as far as how many counties pay what amount, basically. So about 15 counties pay under 2,000, 17 pay somewhere between 2,000 to 5,000, 5 counties pay between 5,000 and 8,000, 6 between 8,000 and 11,000, and we are in the top tier with 13 other counties that pay above $11,000. It is about $12,000 and some change that it maxes out at, and that's what we're currently on track to pay. For a total of 57 of the 58 counties in California. I believe it's Kern County, the only one currently that hasn't historically been a part of CalAFCO. Some key factors. The previous executive director, I was able to chat with her a bit before she resigned. She provided some information that her estimate is about five of the top tier paying counties, or, you know, a mixture of some other amount of, you know, mid to lower tier paying counties can leave before the reserves that CalAFCO has would be at risk. Based off of that information, five of the top tier paying counties puts them at about, you know, once they kind of lose $65,000, they're kind of at risk of dipping too far into their reserves. The thought process behind that is that if five of your top tier counties leave CalAFCO, then the bigger concern is representation at the state as far as legislation and, you know, making sure we're well represented. Currently, to date, we have four top tier paying counties that are have provided notice that they will not be renewing their membership at the end of this fiscal year. That's Los Angeles, San Diego, San Bernardino, and Orange County.
The big ones.
Of those four, LA, San Diego, and Orange County are anticipated. Keyword, there's not confirmation one way or the other. Just the current executive director expressed that he believes those three are only anticipated to sit out for one fiscal year and will likely return next year as long as some changes are made, of which the current CalAFCO board is already working on several changes to address the concerns of those four, but also majority of the membership. Again, the interim executive director is in place. He is the current executive officer of Sacramento. So he's juggling a lot on his plate. He's also a teacher at one of the local colleges. So he has a lot on his plate and can only really, he's only hoping to push until June before he thinks he reaches the breaking point of juggling too much and something's got to give. But their consultant that they hired to replace the full-time executive director also let him know that the process can likely take between 6 to 12 months. So we might get another interim. He might hold out, but that process will likely take between 6 to 12 months up to a year. Next slide. Taking a look at next steps, as I said, the CalAFCO board is already working on making several changes to their bylaws and policies and overall process of how they operate. They do have a board retreat on March 20th and then a CalAFCO board meeting on April 4th. So I'm anticipating to provide another update to you at our April hearing where I'll have some more information. At this time, if I had a recommendation, it would be to continue to anticipate renewing our membership and then give a six-month update and a year update the upcoming fiscal year just to keep everybody up to date with progress made and how it's looking. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
What are the beefs of them leaving?
So most of the concerns stemmed to when they, so typically for their board, you serve a year as like, you know, sort of the secretary, the treasurer, and then after the year you bump up to the next level, right, up to chair, right? This past year, the representative that was supposed to bump up to chair announced that she was retiring, and then there's going to be another vacant position as well. And so instead of either bumping up the other members accordingly or even having, you know, okay, say it was, Fresno LAFCO that was going to be chair, so another representative from Central Region steps in to be chair, they just chose to go ahead and nominate and elect kind of a whole new board pretty much. And so because that was more of a historical practice and not spelled out in their bylaws, there was some frustration over that. And so that's one thing they're looking to correct by updating the bylaws is saying, okay, it's officially in the language. You serve a year at one level and you work your way up to chair and provide your service.
Now, traditionally, there's air sections.
Yeah.
Where many sections are there?
See, north, central, southern, and coastal, so four.
So there's four.
Yeah.
And they're kind of supposed to rotate.
And they're supposed to rotate, chairs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the Urban Caucus used to be 10 years ago in CSAC, where they had all kinds of rules about north and south. And
yeah, so it sounds like they just historically had a practice that wasn't put into the language. Right. And now
they don't care. It's if you're far enough left, you get, doesn't matter if you're north or south.
Yeah, so I think they just maybe some of the claims where they saw an opportunity to exploit what the language said and what the practice was and
yeah,
try to restructure. But
okay, any other questions?
Just a quick one. So with those big ones leaving, those big counties leaving, what is that going to increase the fees of everybody else who's part stays with LAFCO, Cal LAFCO?
That was a big concern for everybody else as well. Cal LAFCO confirmed that the recommended increase was already voted on and put in place, and so they wouldn't be able to change that until next fiscal year. They do have language that technically would allow them to ask for a one-time increase,
assessment.
But that would have to be voted on and approved. And the way the current membership is keeping an eye on everything, the general consensus is if they went that route, they would continue to lose more members than gain. So really, it's for them, it's too big of a risk to increase for anybody else right now. And they have their reserves to get by. So they figure they'll just try to keep the ship afloat as best they can.
That would cause everybody to abandon ship.
Pay more fees.
Yeah. Okay. We'll move to item eight.
Guess I'll take this one too.
Hey, it's you again.
Yeah. All right. So I will try to keep this brief as we went over a little bit of financials already, as well as the Cal LAFCO status update. Just taking a look ahead at next month's hearing, it will be quite a busy schedule for us. We have on consent calendar, Kerman, Kingsburg, and Clovis have annexations for your consideration, but they are on consent. We have a meeting tomorrow with Raisin City Water District, and that will determine if we're able to put them on the April hearing or not. We're kicking them over one more month, so we will. That's kind of tentative for now. Delray MSR was scheduled, but after talking with staff today, we'll likely punt that over for May's hearing. Clovis will have a regular annexation, and I'm sorry, the Clovis Shepherd Minnewawa is not on consent. That's regular as well. So we have two Clovis on a regular on regular items. And then Cal LAFCO status update, and then proposed budget.
With the debt annexation, is the city of Clovis the applicant on that?
For both of them, they are.
All right, and no other applicants. It's just city of Clovis is the applicant, and they'll come over and do the presentation, as far as you know.
Yes, we'll take a look at the application they submitted to make sure no one else was identified on it, and if so, we'll send you an email or give you a call.
Yep, perfect. I just got to double check to make sure,
yeah.
You know, any conflicts that I potentially could have.
And then you have your December financials as well, which aren't even December. I rolled that over from my previous comments. These are March financials. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions? Hearing none, I'll move to nine. This is commissioner comments and reports. You got anything, Nathan? Got anything, Scott?
I just want to introduce our newest council member, Santiago Sequeira from Selma. Nathan was kind enough to swear us in the December 12th meeting, and we have our Selma Cemetery Board District member, Rose Robertson, my better half, who's also here.
Mr. Cheney.
Got nothing to say.
Okay.
And I'm just listening.
Yeah, and I'm good, and I'm actually going to look for a motion on number 10.
I'll make a motion.
Second. All in favor, so by saying aye.
Aye.
With that, we're adjourned.